We're well into Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, so from this point on, we'll probably be focusing on Pesach topics, and at least for some, if not all, of the next 3 weeks, we'll be focusing on Erev Pesach Shechal Yes B'Shabbos topics, which we haven't had in the last 13 years, so we need a little bit of a refresher. The Mishnah tells us in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, this week's Daf Yomi, Arvei Pesachim Samach L'Mincha L'Yochal Adam Achitachshach, a person is not permitted to eat on Erev Pesach Samach L'Mincha, Machlokas Nagamara and Daf Kosayin is on Samach L'Mincha Gedola or Samach L'Mincha Ketana, as we discussed in a recent shiur as well. Tosus there is bothered on the top of the Amud Sadi Test Amud Beis. Let's share the screen. Tosus is bothered. What is the Mishnah telling us? From Tomer, Mal Lo Yochel. What are you not allowed to eat that the Mishnah is telling you is Aser? E Matzah, Afilo Kodem Nami Aser. If you're talking about Matzah, that's Aser even before Samach L'Mincha. Kedarmina B'Yushalmi. Not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Even mini targima, if it's mini targima, which is either mizonos based or fruit or meat based, amar b'gemara, avam atablu mini targima, that you are allowed to eat. Yesh lomar, the ayim matzah shira. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that you're not allowed to eat matzah ashira. The iser of eating matzah in Erev Pesach, that's only the kind of matzah that you can be yotzei chiyah matzah with. You can't be yotzei chiyah matzah with matzah shira. Therefore, it's permissible to eat matzah shira in Erev Pesach. And that was the practice of Rebbeinu Tam, to eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach. And that's Rebbeinu Tam's solution for how do you eat Shalashudas on Erev Pesach. So that's the Mechaber writes in the beginning of Simen Tav Mem Dalid. Mishayrin Mazon Shtei Sudos. Litzarach HaShabbos. You have to leave over enough food for two meals on Shabbos. The Suda Shlish is Mana Achar Mincha. That's Ein Yochel Lasos Salob Matzah B'Chametz. Shalashudas, as we discussed a few weeks ago, Parshas B'Shalach, you're supposed to eat in the afternoon. You can't eat matzah because that's the Yisr Erev Pesach. You can't eat chametz because it's already Zman Yisr chametz. What do you do? Al b'matzah shira. So you can have your shalosh shudos in the afternoon with matzah shira. But tzarach lasosa kodem shal shiras, and you have to eat it before the 10th hour. That is samach l'mincha ketana. Fine. So says the Mechaber, that's a bin of time that you can eat matzah shira the afternoon Erev Pesach. And that's how your Mekayim Shalosh Shudos this year. Hagah says Ramah b'Mdinas Elu she'eino again la'achol matzah shira k'dilakaman yekayim suda shlishis b'minei peiros o b'shar dogim. So Ramah says, in our country, the minhag is not to eat matzah shira in Erev Pesach, even though you can't be Mekayim matzah mitzvah matzah shira, still the minhag is not to eat matzah shira in Erev Pesach. And therefore, you have no choice. You can't be Mekayim Shal Shudos with Chametz. You can't be Mekayim Shal Shudos with Matzah. Even though in general, Lechachila, you're supposed to have pas. There's no other option. So you're forced to have Peros or Basar V'Dagim. So the simple understanding of the Ramah is that the Minog that he reflects of not eating Matzah Shira on Erev Pesach is Bizman Iser Chametz. That whatever point you aren't allowed to eat Chametz in Erev Pesach, the minhag was not to eat Matzah Ashira. That's where Moshe assumes. Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph Arachayim Simen Kuf Nun Vav Arachayim Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Vav. If that's the case, then if there's no, even the minhag only applies later in the day, then in theory you could have Matzah Ashira the night, Friday night, you could have matzah shira in the morning, kodem zman iser chametz. That's where Moshe allows for someone who doesn't want to have to deal with chametz in the house, Erev Pesach. If someone doesn't have the frame of mind to deal with that, so Moshe allows having matzah shira instead for the Friday night meal and the Shabbos morning meal. Aruch HaShulchan has a different understanding of this minog in the Ramah. Kasar Rabbeinu Ramah, Aruch HaShulchan Tafmim Dalet Sifei, Dinus Eilu She'en Ogin Lachal Matzah Shira Kedilah Kamah, and Yikayim Sudha Shlishis Minei Peiris Abrasu Dagam Akal Lashon Avinira, She'en HaKavan Adagam Bera Pesach Ein Lachal Matzah Shira Lefi HaMinog. Doesn't mean that there's a minog Dafka Nati Matzah Shira Ner Pesach. The ancient Tambaza, why couldn't you eat matzah shiner Pesach? The minog, the iser of chametz er Pesach only applies to matzah. Sorry, the iser of matzah er Pesach only applies to matzah. You can be yosi yuchiv matzah with. You can't be yosi yuchiv matzah with matzah shira. So why would there be such a minog? Ella kavana, kevin she'ein minogenu lechol bePesach matzah shira. Since our minog is not the minog of Ashkenaz is not to eat matzah shira on Pesach at all. No one was preparing matzah shira because there's no point. You're not going to make a whole line of matzah shira just for shalosh shudis. So the Aruch HaShulchan says there's never a minog of dafka not eating matzah shira on erev Pesach. Just means it wasn't benimsa. But if it would be benimsa, the Ramah would have no objection to having shalosh shudis with matzah shira on erev Pesach. So says the Aruch HaShulchan. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Siman Taf Mem Dalit Sifkata and Ches. So the Ramah's recommendation is if matzah shira is out, simple reading the Ramah, not like the Aruch HaShulchan. That we dafka don't eat matzah shira the afternoon of Pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Bottom line, what do you do? Ayin le'el reit sadi aleph d'yesh deis b'poskim b'mitzarech lasso sa dafka b'pas. The do you need dafka pas o sagi gamke m'shar dvarim. So general l'chachilu we require pas. However, v'lizeh amr d'b'shah satcha kazeh yachal ismach ala makilim. So here you can rely on the makilim. Ayin sham. The Yosir Tobi Basar V'Dogim Viva Peiros. Who I did the Yachalakayim B'Tafshel Kigon Kneilach. So you could also have matzah that is cooked like Kneilach. We'll come back to that a little bit later. Achyesh Naf Kamino, there's Eino Mutter Rakodim Shasiris. Echashim Akayim B'Peiros B'Basar V'Dogim Yuchalakayim B'Fila Achar Shasiris. If it's matzah Mavushales. So that you can only have up to the 10th hour, up to Samach HaMinuch Kitana. If it's fruit, you can even have afterwards. Ach b'chol zeh yizar sheyochal rak ma'at v'lo l'malei kreiso k'dei sheyochal matzah l'teyava. Fine. V'ayim v'achronim shekosvu d'tov gamken sheyichali sudas chakra shel pas lishnayim. Better to divide your morning meal into two. Da'yesh omrim d'yotzei b'zeh yidei sudas shlishis. According to some shitos, maybe you're Mekayim Shalosh Shudis, even if you have two meals in the morning. So Mishnah Berurah recommends that even though all the Ramah says is you have no choice, you can't amass this year in the afternoon, so you have to rely on fruit and meat. Mishnah Berurah recommends, yes or says, have two meals in the morning before his man Isser Chametz. So get up early, daven vasikin. You'll have one suda, bench, take a break, have a second suda. That way you get two sudas in the morning, alitzah, that maybe could be yosei shalosh shudis in the morning. And then you'll have your basar v'dogim shalosh shudis in the afternoon to do the best you can on that front as well. Rabbi Willig wondered why you couldn't suggest that if you're already going, as the Mishnah Berurah suggests, to break up the morning into two meals, why couldn't you have two meals in on Friday night instead? It's if you're already not working with the Mashmos of the Rambam and the assumption that Friday night, first meal has to be Friday night, second meal has to be Shabbos in the morning for Chatzos, third meal has to be Shabbos afternoon, and you're putting two meals together in the morning, why can't you have two meals at night just as well? So no one says that, no one suggests that. There is a line in Sefer Yashar Rabbeinu Tam Chelech HaTshuva, Siman Kuf, in a different context. That's talking about the Gemara in the second Perek in Sukkah, about spacing out the Sudas on Sukkahs. And there, the Rabbeinu Thomas line, Dahavsaka Sachila Eina Chashuva Lo Kan Velo Gabi Shalos Sudas, Ubalaila Ein Derech Lahashos Velachal Pamayim. That at night, no one would have two meals. Dafila Reb Chidka, the Islay Dalit Sudas, even according to Reb Chidka, who's the Shita that on Shalos Sudas, you have to have, Shabbos, you have to have four meals, not three. Ein Shtayim Balaila. You still have to have three meals in the daytime, and you can't have two at night. I feel it with Tuvas Tavis, even in the winter, when the nights are longer. So Rabbeinu Tam doesn't explain himself, but he assumes it's a Dover Pashut, that if you hold you need three meals on Shabbos, two of the meals have to be in the daytime. If you hold you need four meals on Shabbos, three of the meals need to be in the daytime, that you can't entertain having two meals at night, because that is not the Derech. That is not the norm. Okay. So the Mishabru's recommendation is having two meals in the morning and then another Basar V'dagim Shal Shudis in the afternoon. Rabbi Willick thinks that La Halacha, if you're going to have the two meals in the morning, then as long as you have your chametz stick second, you start your chametz stick second meal before Zman Isser Chametz, you can continue the meal past Zman Isser Chametz. As long as you start and have your challah roll and then get rid of the chametz before Zman Isser Chametz, you can continue the meal and have the main course afterwards. And that also presupposes that that's not a problem of being Masalik Yadav Min Hapas. That in general, the reason there's no need for a bracha on food that you eat B'Sal Chasuda is because everything's really connected to the pas. And at any point, you could have more bread. But here, after Zman Yisrael Chametz, you get more bread. So is that considered Masalik Yadav Min Hapas? Rabbi Willig assumed not. And Rabbi Willig's personal practice, if I recall from Erev Pesach Chayos B'Shabbos in the past, is that along these lines, the first meal, he has a small meal, then he benches, and the second meal is a bigger meal where you start have the challah before Zman Isser Chametz and then continue past that. That also assumes that the main meal can be the third meal as opposed to the second meal. Some achronim have that the second meal has to be the primary meal and the shalos shudos has to be the smaller meal. But under circumstances, that's only a chumra at best. The ikra din, the order may not matter under these circumstances. If I recall correctly from Erev Pesach Chayos B'Shabbos in the past as well, Rav Schechter thought that the Yaruch HaShulchan is correct, Lalacha. I believe Rav Schechter personally has Matzah Shira in the afternoon based on this Yaruch HaShulchan, that there's no contrary minug in the Ramah. Now, what is Matzah Shira? Even if you assume that there's no Isser of Achilas Matzah Shira on Erev Pesach, or you want to have Matzah Shira instead of Challah earlier in the day, what is Matzah Shira? So most Rishonim assume that what the Gemara says on Daf Lamed Vav, that Gemara is a drasha, Lechem Oni, Prat Le'isa Shinilosha B'Yayin Shemen Udvash. That matzah smith has to be lechem oni to the exclusion of a dough, a matzah that was kneaded with yayin shemen udvash. So most Rishonim assume, and this is what the Beis Yosef presents at the beginning of Siman Tav Samach Beis, most Rishonim assume that yayin shemen udvash is lav dafka, that matzah that's made with any fruit juice is matzah shira. That's the opposite of lechem oni. And the Gemara just gives the normal example, the normal ingredients of things that you can use to make matzah shira. But yayin shemen devash is ladafka. If you have what we colloquially call egg matzah, which is usually made with apple juice or something of the sort, that also would be matzah shira, which you can't be yotze yidei chovas matzah mitzvah with, and which b'ikaradin is mutter to eat on Erev Pesach. It's not just yayin shemen devash, but other meperos as well. And that's the psak of the Mechaber in the beginning of Simin Taf Samach Beis. However, the Rambam seems to disagree. And the Mechaber writes the beginning of Taf Samach Beis, May Peros below Mayim Emach Misen Klal, and Mutalachal be Pesach Masa Shini Losha be May Peros, Afilu Shasa Kol Yom. Aval Ein Yotze Baidei Chavasa, Bnei Shi Matza Shira, and the Pasuk says, Lechem Oni. However, that's reflective of Rov Rishonim. Rambam, Perek Vav Chomitza Matza Alocha Hei, Matza Shini Lusha B'mei Peros, Yotze B'dei Chavasa Pesach, Aval Ein Lashin Asa B'yayin O Shemet O Dvash O Cholav, Mishem Lechem Oni. So the Rambam paskins that if you have matza kneaded with May Peros, you are Yotze Chi of Matza. That's not Matza Shir. Matza Shir is only those examples that the Gemara lists, only yayin shemen devash, the Rambam adds chalav, that is matzah shira. But if you have egg matzah, you have matzah made with apple juice, that's not matzah shira. Meaning, you could, in theory, be yotze chi of matzah with such matzah. And the flip side would be asur to eat on Erev Pesach. And apparently the Rav was choshesh for the shita sarambam lahalacha. So according to that, you couldn't eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach at all, Ledina. So that's true with egg matzah. However, Manischewitz used to have a line of white grape matzahs, which was around last time Erev Pesach was Chalias B'Shabbos, but has since been discontinued. So white egg matzahs, which is grape juice based, white grape juice matzahs, which is grape juice based, would be matzah shira l'chol hadeos, even according to the Rambam. The Manischewitz stopped having that run, but apparently there is a brand of Yehuda egg matzahs manufactured in Eretz Yisrael under the OU that says on the label, made with apple juice or grape juice. So I emailed the OU to ask, how do you know which run of it is made with apple juice and which run is made with grape juice? The response was that it seems to be made with a mixture. It has both grape juice and apple juice. So it's possible that that would be matzah shira l'chol hadeos, because it is nilusha with yayin. It is nilusha with grape juice. And that would be matzah shira, even according to the Rambam. So if someone were to be choshish for Shidas Rambam and wanted to have matzah shira at least kodem zman iser chametz and Pesach, then that would be the brand of choice this year. Now, when does the iser matzah begin? The most Rishonim assume that the iser matzah on Erev Pesach begins at Alos HaShachar. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins in Simon Tuf Ayin Aleph of Katan Yud Beis. Tuf Ayin Aleph of Katan Yud Beis. The Isser begins from Alos HaShachar. According to that, in theory, maybe you could have regular matzah Friday night. Now, there's a minhag that many have not eating matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan or earlier. But leaving that minhag aside, as far as the Isser of Chametz of Matzah Erev Pesach, most Rishonim assume, Balamor, and that's the Mishnah Berurah Pasuk Talacha, the Isser is from Alos. The Ramban is Machmir that it applies even at night, and the Magen Avraham is Koshesh for the Ramban Lahalacha. I saw Rabbi Karp in his Kuntris on Erev Pesach Shachal Yisbishab, his quotes from the Chida, that the Chida's minhag was to eat matzah, real matzah, on Friday night of an Erev Pesach Shechalios b'Shabbos. I think most are machmir on that. The Rav Moshe says to be machmir. Rav Moshe and the Tshuva we mentioned earlier, Chelek Alasim and Kuf Nevav, assumes he should be machmir, not to have matzah on Friday night, regular matzah, but as we said, he allows for matzah ashira. There is a Magen Avraham, different Magen Avraham, Simon Tuf Ayin Alice of Katan Hay, who quotes from the Maharal as follows. A Maharal in Gvuras Hashem. Matzah Ashira, Perish Sheni Lusha Bimei Peros Levat. Aval Nilusha Bimei Peros Imayim Yosem Abishah Sadrak. So he quotes a Maharal that matzah shira means it's needed exclusively with fruit juice. But if it's a mixture of fruit juice and water, then you could be yotzei chiyu matzah b'shas hadchak, and the flip would be, it would be usher to consume on Erev Pesach, because you could, if push comes to shove, be yotzei with that for matzah's mitzvah. Now, just to note, as far as the Lishitasos, that the Maharal himself assumes in that piece that the Isser of Achilas Matzah and Pesach is only from Chatzos. According to the Maharal himself, there'd be no Isser in having that kind of matzah where you have made Peros mixed with Mayim earlier in the day. The Magen Avraham is machmir by the Isser Matzah for all of Erev Pesach, like the Ramban, even the night before. So then if you put those two chumras together, Maharal with the Magen Avraham would say you can't have this kind of a matzah anytime on Erev Pesach. Okay. What about matzah mivushalas? In Mishavruah, we saw a reference that maybe could be Yosei Shalashudis with cooked matzah with Knelach. So the Rama writes in Tuf Ayin Aleph Seif Aleph. Matzah shenefa kitikna, matzah that was properly baked, v'achakach nispara, and then it crumbled, v'nilusha b'yayin v'shemen, and it was kneaded with wine and oil, ein anikres matzah shira, v'yasur la'achla b'erev Pesach. That is not called matzah shira anymore, and therefore it's usher to eat on Erev Pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? The lonis batla mimena shem matzah ayidei zeh. It still has a shem matzah. It was matzah. It crumbled and it's reconstituted b'yayin v'shemen, but still it's a shem matzah. Kamakam lasis b'yidei matzah b'layla ein kedai lifisha nesbar le'el. V'gam lachush liyesh misha omer d'gan zeh b'chla matzah shira. You shouldn't use it for matzah's mitzvah because there are she that it is matzah shira. The kozman kozeh b'shelo bishla. Aval in bishla, if it was cooked, k'moshe nogim medina seinu lasas kadur mi matzah shikarim knedlach, o matzah mevishas b'chli rishon mocha la'ochla kodem shasiris. But if it's really cooked, either knedlach that are cooked or cooked matzah, that would be mocha to eat on Erev Pesach up to shasiris. So if that's true, that would be another eitzah for Shalosh Shudas. You could have your Kneilach on Shabbos afternoon. Make a mizonos, presumably, if it's cooked beyond recognition. Or if it's real matzah mevushalas, maybe even a motzi. That's what the Mishnah Berurah had as a suggestion. Maybe it could be also a Kneilach. The Gaon is machmer on this. Simon Tuf Mem Dalid Sif Katan Aleph. He assumes that even matzah mevusheles is usher on Erev Pesach. And he quotes the Zohar Seuda zu nidches mikol vakol. Erev Pesach Chalias v'Shabbos, there is no shalosh shudas at all. Shema mina de ein takana l'davar klal. Kasavar de ein yotze mesuda shlishis el bepas v'yafshar klal kanal. If you assume that you can only be yotze with pas, and there's no pas to be yotze with, you can't have chametz, you can't have matzah, you can't even have matzah mevushales, so then you're stuck. So you have no choice. There's no shalosh shudas on erev Pesach Chalias v'Shabbos. That's what the Gaon quotes in the Zohar, because he's machmir across the board. No matzah shira, no matzah mevushales. Then there's nothing to talk about. There's no way of being mekayim shalosh shudas. And he quotes a Rambam Perish HaMishnayis. Rambam Perish HaMishnayis, who writes in the Kabbalah translation, "V'zeh sheminanu hu milechol eino achilas pras." That which it says, "Arvei psachim sabach l'minchol yochol." What are you not allowed to eat? So Tosei Asakashi we began with. The Rambam says, "What are you not allowed to eat? Can't be pas, because that's aser anyway." Vilomin umi laharbos bishar macholos. And it's not telling us not to eat other food because that's mutter. So the Rambam doesn't write that it's telling you matzah shira. So Gaon thinks it's mashma of the Rambam Pesach Mishnah. It's the fact that he doesn't answer like Tosfos that the Rambam holds matzah shira is aser erev Pesach even before the 10th hour of the day. Magen Avraham also writes that the minhag is not to be mekayim shalosh shudas with matzah mevushales on erev Pesach Chalias v'Shabbos. So Rav Avadya is not convinced why that should be so. Rav Avadya chelek vav orachayim simin lamites chelek vav simin lamites says, with all due respect to the Magen Avraham and the Gaon, he thinks that definitely for Sfardim, who have a more robust allowance for eating matzah shir because they don't have a minhag against matzah shir even at Pesach itself. So then he thinks you could have matzah mevushales on erev Pesach as well. And Shmir Shabbos has this suggestion also. Shmir Shabbos, Perek Nun Vav, Se'if Yud Beis, has a suggestion of matzah mifureres and mevushales kagon kuftaot k'nei lach. And sounds like the suggestion maybe even matzah meal cake. That's partially part of the same discussion as amutar on erev Pesach. Many are machmir on that. At least on the k'nei lach, he wonders why no one else brings this eitzah. So you have that suggestion as well. Bottom line, there are three basic shitas as far as how to be mekayim shalosh shudas on erev Pesach Chalias v'Shabbos, leaving aside the definition of matzah shira. According to Rabbeinu Tam and the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, you could have matzah shira the afternoon of erev Pesach up to the 10th hour of the day. According to the simple reading of the Ramah, Minig Ashkenaz is not to have matzah shira on erev Pesach, and therefore you have no good hamotzi option for shalosh shudas during the afternoon. And therefore, you have to have peiros, dogim, or the like. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's preferable, in addition to that, to break your morning meal into two. So then you're maviach the possible shitos that you could have two meals in the morning of yotzei shalosh shudas that way. And then you have the position of the Gaon, Vidasa Rambam, that you can't have matzah shira at all on erev Pesach, even bisman kodesh man achilas chametz. You can't have matzah mevushales, and you can't be yotzei shalosh shudas with anything short of pas. And therefore, the Gaon thinks, based on the Rishami, that there's no shalosh shudas at all on erev Pesach Shachalios b'Shabbos.
Thank you.
Hey.
Have a good Sabbath. Thank you.
I guess as a